Linda, tell me a little bit about the area of research you're involved with.
So I am a photochemist, which means that I'm working with light and I'm looking at the interaction of light with materials, so with molecules. I'm really interested in sensing what is happening when molecules are coming very close to each other or very close to nanoparticles, nanomaterials. And I'm also very interested as well in activating oxygen using light.
So, Belinda, you've recently received some funding from Alberta Innovates to address a problem of concern to everyone, the hospital superbugs. So what exactly is the problem that you're trying to address?
So what I'm trying to address is the growth of the superbugs in the hospital environment, because the hospital environment are a perfect place for bugs to grow. And basically, more and more studies are showing that the way we are cleaning is not necessarily clean enough. And you can find, for instance, just the disinfection solution that contains superbugs. So we have to find ways which are non-conventional in order to prevent the superbug to develop in the hospital environment.
Well, where are these superbugs living?
So the superbugs, they're living everywhere. They're even living on inanimated surfaces. So one of place of contamination, for instance, is like the TV remote. When you're thinking about it, you're watching TV, you're bored in your room, and you have a remote. Those remotes are not necessarily disinfected between each patient. And then the fact that you're touching the remote and maybe a patient who had a superbug had touched the remote, this is how it can get through. So basically, superbug can grow everywhere.
So what can we do about it?
So we have to find alternative methods in order to clean the environment. So we cannot just hope that we are going to find new antibiotics in order to cure and to stop those superbugs. It's like we will catch them before they even commit a crime.
Now, you're working in the area of nanomaterials. So what are you doing to use nanomaterials to address this?
So we are going to use crystalline nanocellulose, which is an amazing material. It is very safe because when you're thinking about it, it's just cellulose that has been cut into very, very small pieces to arrive to a nanometer material. And then because of that nanometer material, you have different properties, but the material remains still cellulose, which is coming from wood. So it's something which is very safe. And that material has already shown that it has antibacterial activity. So we are just harvesting from those things and for our knowledge of photochemistry in order to create a new method of cleaning.
So how do you activate this nanomaterial?
So we just activate that nanomaterial with light. You just turn on the light and that's it. The material is activated. So there is no need for anything special. Really, just a light bulb is what you need.
But how do the two interact, the light and the nanomaterials?
So that is photochemistry. And unfortunately, I don't think I can give you too much information there because we are trying to patent our things.
Ultimately, what is it that you're trying to produce? What would be the product?
Again, that's a secret ingredient. Because if I'm giving too much information, then someone could probably try to repeat what we have done. But what I can tell you is that it's something which is completely harmless to human. It's something which we all need, and it's completely harmless.
So what stage would you be at then?
So we are at the stage where we have a prototype of the material, and we are testing it now on several strains of bacteria. So we are basically at that stage. And the next stage is that, so we know that it's working on some strain of bacteria, and we're looking at broadening to see really where is the limit of action. And then we are going to work on some formulation in order to be able to use that prototype into hospital environment. And we will have to do some animal testing in order to make sure that our product is completely safe. to be used in an animal, to be used in a hospital environment. And we hope that in 3 years from now, we will have our company and we will be able to sell product in order to have a new, safe and clean hospital environment.
Well, if you look down the road to the point where you know, you've commercialized the product and it's being used in the hospitals, how do you see it being used?
So I'm hoping it's going to be used in every single room of a hospital, and not only where patients are staying, so the main room, but also in the ER. And then this is the first target, but obviously the product could be used in any, like, nursing home, animal, like, veterinary clinics and things like that, and then maybe why not in your home in the end. But the first thing is that really it's in those environments where you do have superbugs, which is the hospital.
Thank you very much, Belinda.
You're very welcome.